games, gear, grills. Welcome to the Geek Grills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 131 of Geek Grills. I am 9 of 12 and I am here with my guests, or my hosts, co-hosts. No guests this week. Linda, also known as True New.
Hi.
And The Jen.
Hi.
So what have you grills been up to this week?
Well, I'll go first, I guess. I actually got a weekend off to just kind of chill out, which is an amazing concept. felt kind of weird to do nothing, but like Sunday it was like super rainy and gross like to start with, so like I didn't wake up for a while because just the rain was pattering, and then like it stopped raining about midday and just became gorgeous, and I just kind of like was able to nap in the sunbeam on my bed. Just a beautiful like blue sky outside like my window.
Like a cat. I was like, yeah, you basically lounge around like a cat all weekend. Yeah. Great.
like a cat. On Sunday, we watched Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm so stressed.
We're going to say nothing. I'm going to say nothing. But
I'm so
except that it was very good. It was very, very good. And then on Monday, I was able to work on my crocheting, my cosplay. I've got one half of a leg of shorts done.
It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die.
I bet it's a super fluffy leg.
It's really, really pretty. Like, look. So, like, I don't know if you
as
can.
As long as there's no
the viewers.
Every time you put up something to the monitor, I have like a fear of decapitated Pokemon leg again, and I'm gonna like, I'm like, what am I gonna see this time?
Anyway, for the people that can actually like see what we're talking about, it's got this really pretty pattern on it now from the stitch I'm using. So I'm neat. Really, really happy with how they're turning out.
Did you find a little arrow overlays you wanted for your stream?
I think I've got one that'll work. I just didn't implement it last time because I was lazy. But it's basically just a little like arrow clip art that's got a can I think of the word? No. In like an invisible background.
Oh, nice. Right. Nice.
So transparent. You
can, like, yes, transparent.
Is the word. So I can just kind of put it and point it at the little picture and be like, I'm working on this stream. I'm working on that. So that's basically what I've been up to.
Just super handy because I tuned in your stream.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're just starting something, it's, there's a line. I don't know what the line is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's all it is.
Are you making a necklace?
Hey, it might be. Who knows? It'll be a really cool crocheted necklace, though.
So what you been up to, Jen?
I haven't seen Game of Thrones yet. I'm fucking terrified that I'm going to get spoiled. So I've been, like, staying away from social media. I'm, like, trying really hard to just not, like, let any of that happen. Because if I get spoiled, I'm really sad. But I have been playing a lot of WoW. I'm less confused about where things are located now. Now that I've been back in for a couple weeks, I know my way around. There's a bunch of story, and it's super emotional, and it's a little intense, but... yeah, so I've been doing that. I've been cooking a little bit, which is weird. I know. It's like, Jen is cooking. That's
Yay!
Weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not super exciting. It's like crock pot food, but I guess that's something.
The way you put it in the notes, you were like, wow, cooking? And you just started talking about wow, and I was like, oh, she meant cooking
and
wow.
No. I've been wow, comma, cooking at home. but it is funny because it was just like, that's true, because it's surprising that it's cooking. Because Jen doesn't normally do that kind of thing.
Is it because you've been traumatized by Blue Apron?
No, it's mostly because I've been home with nothing to do. Because I don't start my new job until next week. My class ended last week. So for the first time in like 2.8 million years, I have like nothing to do for a whole week. And then the man friend was out of town. So it was like, I didn't know what to do with myself, so I basically just, I did laundry, I organized things, I cooked.
Yeah. This,
and then I played video games. I also I've been watching This Is Us, which, by the way, I had never seen that show before. It's a really good show. It's really interesting how it's written and makes me cry a whole lot. I cry like every other episode at least, but it's super good. So I still encourage people to watch it. And then I've been folding in like really dumb drama so that I can get over the things that make me cry and all emotional by watching like Nashville, which is like watching a fucking soap opera. But that's really, it's all it is. It's so ridiculous. It's a soap opera with like decent country music. That's pretty much it. But yeah, I got back into Heroes a little bit, been playing a little bit of Hearthstone with the new expansion. I got up to rank 11 and then I keep losing back to 13 and then I get up to like rank 11 again. So apparently that's my spot right now. So, we'll see.
Shouldn't you be practicing Overwatch for the tournament?
I have also been practicing Overwatch for the tournament. I'm also trying not to stress too much because I don't want to be too, like, I don't want to take it too seriously. So we have been playing a little bit. The worst part is we just couldn't come up with a decent team name. Not to spoil our team name ideas, but one of the ones that made me laugh was, like, sorry. It was, like, what was it? It was Genji in the Streets, Podcasters in the Seats or something like that. Because, like, more than half of the team are, like, podcasters, and we have Coverville on our team with Brian. Ibit is on our team, and like Alex, who was just on America's Next Top Podcaster, is on our team, and then there's a chickadee on our team too, who's also a podcaster. So I don't know. We have like a lot of silly team names. We'll see what happens.
So like, we're just covering Overwatch.
Yeah, right. Well, that was the funny thing is I think it was like Coverwatch was like a team name idea.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I still like the Genji in the Streets, Podcasters in the Seats, because like it's not like quite dirty, but it kind of, you know, it hints at it. Why not? But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been up to. I've been living the life of unemployment, like, and no schoolwork, which is weird. But I guess I embraced it while it was here.
Let's relax at some point. Soon it'll be.
I'm sorry, you said a word that I don't understand. Relax. No.
It usually involves alcohol. This might refresh your memory. Yeah. Maybe the opposite.
Oh, man.
I think we're coming up. Well, yeah, we're coming up on a full moon. So I've been emotional, crying over everything. What the hell? I mean, yeah. So I was, I got back into 911. I was sick yesterday. And I love that show. I watched the whole first season. It was my Monday night thing. But then D&D moved to Monday nights because we moved to Tuesday nights because the band. And so I was sick and I stayed home from game. And I was looking at the DVR and a little red light was on. I was like, what's that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I have like 15 episodes or something. So I started watching and like everyone. I was just like, getting all emotional. It's like, wow, all right. And then I don't know what else I was watching. Just everything is hitting me that way.
Okay, maybe it is the thing. Because I thought maybe the show doesn't make you cry that much. Maybe it is just me reacting in the same way. Because I was literally crying to everything. I'm like, this is so beautiful.
Something. I finally finished listening to America's Next Top Podcaster today, including the reunion and stuff. I want to apply for next season. I'm not sure how they're going to shift requirements for, you know, how long you've been doing this, if you're allowed, if that's staying the same. But postings for that are supposed to be going up on americasnextpodcaster.com at the end of April. They'll be accepting applications for the next season. And I definitely want to do that. I've learned a lot listening to them. I know I have a lot more to learn. I would like to have more voice time with people like Tom and Hammond and Brian to tweak some stuff. And I don't know how I'd handle Jerry. For those of you who don't know, Jerry's kind of the Simon Cowell of the podcast.
That's like putting it like super mildly.
But like there have been times where like if I had to sit there and he said that to me, I'd be like, Oh, yeah? Well, if you don't like me, you know, just pulling unfriend
oh,
me on
yeah? Him. That's like we're going to do, like, the unfriend me, like.
Yes.
Well, if and you we don't like left, my judging, then sorry. Just unfriend me.
I just, sorry, is he being unfriended by the Kool-Aid man? That's all I got.
No,
that's
so, okay, so for a little while, he and Scott Johnson did a podcast called Unfriend Me, and basically they talked about, like, topics that were, like, kind of highly debated topics like vegan eating or other like selective eating, the right to guns, like all kinds of crazy stuff. And they would take sides, but also Jerry would do like an hour of like Googling. And then when at the beginning he would do this like really intense like yell thing where he'd be like, if you don't agree, then just unfriend me and like yell a whole bunch. And basically that's just how they started it. And it was worth it because those like reads every time were amazing.
They were hilarious. And he would just, it was like an effort. It seemed like he got more and more intense in the yelling unfriend me.
And then Scott is like episode. Trying to like keep up with it. And he's just trying not to laugh because it's so ridiculous.
And it would be like trying to imitate it on TMS and like hurt his throat.
Right. Right.
But I guess I really think if I were in that show and Jerry started to be like, oh yeah, and just bring down the house. So
I've been drunk with him enough that I can deal with him.
Oh, I know, I can deal with him just fine. I did watch Game of Thrones. I only had one minor weird moment of why does that look like a blue screen? Then they took this long to make it. But other than that, I enjoyed it. And comic this week, where did I put it? Is so I was digging through my Harleys again, catching up with my girl, and I found this one-off episode that I never actually read, but they did a Looney Tunes special.
What?
Yeah, and it's Harley and Gossamer. Gossamer is just basically a giant red
Gossamer?
Orange hair monster with sneakers. And no one ever remembered its name. And like a Chuck Jones creation. It was originally voiced by Mel Blanc. Like everybody knows this thing. No one remembers its name. It's been called different stuff in different tunes over the years. But it appeared in Space Jam, apparently. So some of our younger listeners probably know that. I've never seen that movie. But it was a really fun, silly, weird one-off, as these tend to be. And actually, I think one of the best parts of it, and you get to see Batman and the Joker and all kinds of craziness, and Ivy's in it. But one of the best things is at the end of the comic, there's another short, and it's like in a Looney Tunes art style. And you get like a Bugs cameo and shit.
Oh,
like,
that's kind of cool.
So it was really cute little nostalgic things more than a Harley comic on its own.
Nice.
That sounds cute.
That's awesome.
It was nifty. So I guess we can move on now to the Geek Grapevine.
To Steve, assemble!
Geek Grills Grapevine.
So I wanted to top off the segment. I had the story about spacecraft, but I figure Linda can take that. That's very in her vein of stories. But I want to express our condolences to all the people of Paris and Catholics all over the world and art and architecture appreciators all over the world about the terrible tragedy in Notre Dame.
Yeah, so if people don't know that there was small renovations happening in the Notre Dame Cathedral, and a fire broke out. And from what I understand, at least from what I saw, they were able to recover and protect the art because the area that caught fire first was an area that was being renovated anyway. But there certainly are going to be some things that are not going to be the same. They're going to have to be restored, and there'll be replicas. Like, for example, the spire collapsed, which is crazy.
So I actually read, I think it was from Reddit, or it may have been I saw it on Facebook, but it was reposted from a different site. There was actually, an art history, like, either like major or doctorate, like somebody who knew their stuff, and somebody from Paris that was like keeping up from it. They're able to save a lot of it. It's actually kind of hopeful because they were doing renovations. All of the statues in that spire were not there.
Well, that's good.
They've been taken out.
Yeah, the week before they had removed these statues from it.
Let's see. Only one of the rose windows fell out, so they only have to do the one. And I think like the biggest part of it that got destroyed was just the roof. So most of the structure and the tower is intact.
It was amazing. I saw some interior pictures of the altar and stuff that were remarkably intact. And today I did see an update that a lot of the artifacts are being moved to the Louvre.
Yeah.
And Macron has made it really clear that obviously this is going to be rebuilt. This will be a very important effort we put into making sure that everything is restored, obviously as much as possible.
Well, you know the little
watch though. That was another thing that made me cry when I looked up and Parisians were in the street singing Ave Maria.
Oh my god. I can't. There's too much dust in this room right now. I'm sorry for all the dust. I apologize. There's dust everywhere.
Oh my heart. And then Holy Week.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, that's the craziest part is that this Sunday is Easter, right? I'm sorry. My family's Catholic.
So. No, this coming.
This coming Sunday. Yeah. So that's my point. Is everybody's in town, and that's like a big part of it. Is like that's a Anyway, but yeah.
But I'm glad we didn't lose too much. I mean, art wise, but this is gonna take forever to build, and a lot of rich people are stepping up with giant donations, and the government's gonna step up, and they were already the renovations that it was underway. It was already in bad shape. They're having trouble getting the money to do the renovation. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe this can overcome even that.
You know, a little fun fact, The Hunchback of Notre Dame was written because somebody saw that Notre Dame was in such bad disrepair and that story actually reinvigorated people's interest in it. And that was like a renovation project back in the day because somebody was like, I'm going to write a story about it to get people interested in it again. So it's kind of a cyclical thing.
Does that mean the memes aren't too soon? Because they are already there.
Yep.
First thing my son said was, where's Quasimodo going to live?
Oh, my God.
So, Linda, you want to tell us about this cool story we found and weren't able to use last week?
I was going to use mine first. But, yeah, that's fine because I'm going to do a spill afterwards.
There is a spill. Self-driving car technology turning into something even better.
Yes. So there, it opens with a quote, which is fun. Is if you think self-driving cars are the future of Earth, then Hera is the pioneer of autonomy in deep space. So
wow,
they're basically going to be farming asteroids, or like that's the plan anyway, is that they're gonna have these self-driving automated vehicles that go and collect data and things from asteroids out in space. So I'm like, that's cool.
Wow.
Although, so they've got, what do they have their eye on? A couple of asteroids to look. Yeah, it's due for launch in October of 2023. And it's set to reach its target 3 years later.
I like that the smaller of the two asteroids is Didymos B, affectionately known as Didymoon, which I don't know why I think that's really adorable.
Didymoon.
Is it named Hera? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's so intense.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
And I love the idea of, like, this is how many sci-fi films, right, where we're going out and intercepting the asteroids that are going to destroy the Earth. It's like, it's a much better job for the robots.
Yep.
Yep. Go, robots, go.
Go, robots, go.
We've never had any problems with robotic things landing on planets or anything at all having any problems whatsoever.
Zap those asteroids.
So this is going to be great. Oh, man. So mine is scientific and nerdy, but I guess in a different direction. So there was a newly discovered 4,000-year-old Egyptian tomb. And this is really cool because I've got
excited.
What was that? Okay, I know. I forget you're also like a super like archaeology
okay,
nerd.
Okay, The Egypt game was one of my favorite books as a kid.
Well, I mean, I was just obsessed with everything to do with Egyptian culture as a child. So, like, these things like fascinate me. But basically, like, it has a bunch of color. Like, it's so well preserved, and the colors are so bright. It's very different than a lot of the other tombs that we've seen footage of, or you know, seen pictures of. So it's really neat.
I bet the one they found in the 20s had color, but then, you know, the archaeologists just went in there and kind of screwed it all up because they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, but it was surprisingly that this one, like, was very, very intact, and we haven't had one of that kind of color in a long time, like, with that much color intact still. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. There was another thing, too. There was like, because this was a tomb for an official named Kui, and then I guess there was a relationship with the pharaoh of the time, and it's the pharaoh's pyramid is nearby, and so it's possible that this person may have been related to the pharaoh, so they're kind of all going through that, but kind of crazy. Yeah, what was the other one, too? There was something else in there that was really bizarre.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah, the images are really, really, really pretty. It'll be in the show notes for sure, but check it out. The video and the pictures are really cool. Like, this is really neat and really old. Like, that's crazy. 4,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's nuts. It always blows my mind. Like, I can't handle it. It's too intense to think about. on a lighter note, apparently there's a really crappy spill. Let's see. Oh, God. Who put the title in there?
I don't know. Probably Amber.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is just a couple days ago, the 12th of April. A manure spill leaves a mess on Burn Road in Tilden Township. I don't know why that's needed a southern accent, apparently, because it's in Pennsylvania, excuse me. It seems like there's so many in Pennsylvania. I feel like if we had to collect, like, the number of ones that have been in Pennsylvania, I feel like that would come up the most. Let's see. Burn Road was closed between Hill Drive and Ash Road for about an hour while crews worked to haul away the manure and spread sand to clean up the area. Oh my God, Jesus!
That smelled horrible.
Like a crappy spill for real. That's so gross. I don't know if I can handle it. Well, gross. Super gross spill. I wish I had good pictures of it. I wish I'm not like I want to see a bunch of pictures of crap, but like this one, I need better pictures.
Oops.
Oh. Was Biff nearby the spill? Well done. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good one. We'll put that one in there, too. Link to the silly spill of the week.
So we decided to talk about female streamers. This is a topic we covered way, way, way back, episode like 2-ish. And
I'm 90% sure it was literally our second episode, I think. Yeah.
Something. I mean, we had our welcome episode, and then we had Out of the Basement, I thought was our second.
Oh, yeah, so I guess it was our second non-intro episode.
Something. But it was a really long time ago, and I feel like things have changed, and so that definitely seems worth discussing, mm-hmm. whether or not we think things have changed, and how and why.
Yeah. I did link, I did provide a link here to, the list of the top 10 female streamers, as of August of 2017. And the reason that I pulled this up is because this is the list as we knew it then. And some of these streamers, were not super well known for their gaming content, and some of them were known for, being more on the booby streamer side of things, which is what we used to endearingly refer to them.
it was very much the crux of the topic the first time around. It was like, oh my God, booby streamers, and we're trying to do something legitimate here, and how we felt that affected, you know, what we were trying to do.
Well, the big thing is that was interesting too about it was that, like, you'd have these people that were literally streaming, and and they'd be streaming, and there'd be like this little corner of the screen that had the game in it, and then it was like literally like, hey, look at my cleavage, or hey, look at my cosplay outfit, also I have camel toe. Like, there was legitimately more than one female streamer that was actually like given a temporary ban on Twitch because of camel toe. Like, that was actually like a thing that was regularly occurring. So it's interesting that if I pull up a list now of like, this is as of 2019, who are the top 15 streamers on Twitch, female streamers on Twitch. And the interesting thing is a couple of them are the same, but even the ones that are the same, if you look at their streams now, it is tiny little box of them, gigantic frame showing the game. So it seems like even the booby streamers, you know, have turned it around and really focused more on the content that they're making. I mean, there are ones that always have, like Hafu is always in that list, right? It's Hafu. She streams Hearthstone, is arguably the most well-known female Hearthstone streamer. I mean, Karma was up there for a long time, but as far as, I mean, Hafu's there every day doing the same thing. But there are some that used to be more on the other side of things and have kind of taken a turn for actually really focusing on the video game content and not quite so much on using their looks or whatnot for to get tips and whatnot.
some of them that may be just kind of part of their brand, you know, quote unquote brand now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know she's not a streamer, but Yaya Han, like,
yeah, I love Yaya Han. I love her.
I love her, and that's
she's got
kind of part of her. If you got them, you know?
I mean, if you have them or you paid for them, you might as well enjoy them. She has the largest set of. I'm trying to be real honest here. Like, her breasts are gigantic. Like, it was hard to watch her do interviews because they are like a cartoon character. Like, she dressed up as Jessica Rabbit, and I couldn't handle it because she looked like fucking Jessica Rabbit, and like, she was shaped like Jessica Rabbit. Like, the waist was like, you know, oh, it was insane.
I mean, I think Yaya is a different category though too, and some she's a cosplayer, so it is more body focused, right? We can't like, it's not the same thing as a game stream, so it makes more sense that it's highlighted.
Yeah, it makes more sense that that's part of the branding, if you will.
Sure.
And
yes,
I've met Yaya Han. She's sweet. She's very right nice.
I think
even look at these articles that you posted, Jen, and like you said, we will have them in the notes.
Yeah,
the tone of the articles. I mean,
it's so
at the top of the article, it's like top Twitch girls and this sexy chick with, you know, hair and make, you know, and just, and then the top of the other article is like, it looks like a stock photo of a woman outdoors with a VR visor on, right? Like, the tone is so different.
Well, one of the things that's interesting is that, like, it's what blows my mind about it a little bit is that it is like the rise of the female gamer. And what's interesting is I think that the gaming industry has started to recognize that the female market is worth money. For a long time, there was this thing where it's like, boys buy video games, we sell to boys. We sell to men because they used to be boys and want to play. Like, you know, and now there are enough female gamers out there that we are actually starting to drive the market a lot more than ever before. And I couldn't agree more. Wrestling, both, absolutely. Like, that has been a whole thing, which makes me super happy because I'm a little bit of a wrestling nerd. I don't talk about it very much because I don't like to get all called out if I don't know all the names of everything, but I do love to fucking watch wrestling. But yeah, a lot of, there's a lot of things where we're starting to see that, women, because the almighty dollar matters a lot, are starting to be more important. And I think that that is starting to change the approach of it's not just like for male enjoyment, that these chicks are actually playing games and that they want to play games and more girls want to play games than ever before.
And I think it's being pointed out more and highlighted properly. They used to use game statistics about who was buying games. And I think there was a lot of assumptions like, well, I mean, a woman bought that game for her kids or, you know, her husband, and the market wasn't as appreciated. And I think there's a couple of things. I mean, yeah, these women have taken it upon themselves to finally hey, I don't have to do that. I can show the game. And there was more competition for it, so they had to. And I would hope that some of it is they're turning away from that. You're getting banned for that. There's been a culture shift. Twitch, I think, expanding its idea, because it used to be games, only games. You can only do games here. We're going to kick you off if you do anything but games.
Yep.
And then now we have In Real Life and talk shows and creative and
I think the Twitch
the
creative.
Food, now they call it Hungry. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helped them see the actual demographic shift would be more evident to me if I was in the back end looking at that data, who's watching Twitch. And I think that might have honed in on, okay, this is actually a lot more women than we thought.
Well, I think some of it, too, is that, like, it even just looking at the gaming categories, like, the more female streamers you have, the more little girls are going to watch it. Like, that's the big thing. And I don't mean to, like, say that little girls only want to watch themselves or, you know, someone who of the same
There's
gender.
Something
that's not the
to
case.
Be said about representation.
But there is something to be said about representation. Absolutely. And I think that the more that we see of that, the more often, like, I think of Kay Pike Fashion as a great example. Like, she was mm-hmm. one of the trailblazers in the creative category. And to be fair, she literally is topless basically on her stream. And yet she is like the most tasteful streamer, one of the most tasteful streamers you will ever come across. Now, I say that she's topless and that's because she's a body painter. She body paints herself on stream. And now to be fair, she has worked with Twitch and there was a lot of back and forth to make sure that she was following what they were comfortable with. So she uses these big, like, latex circles to cover it. So there's, like, no nipple even, you know, of course. But right. she's basically mm-hmm. wearing, like, stickers on her tits and, like, painting herself on stream. Like, that is literally what's happening. Now, to be fair, she's amazing. I love her very much. She's, like, one of my favorites. And, like, I will always... Like, but like I said, like, she's, like, half naked, but also one of the most respectful, like, and tasteful streamers you'll ever see. I like how I randomly have her Alex Straza, like, right next to me. Like, I was hanging pictures in my house this week. but, yeah.
There's a lot of really great, I'm seeing female artists just drawing, and all you see is the
Their
drawing.
Hands.
Right? Yeah. Maybe a little hair or something. Yeah, Casey Tron is someone we talked about before being a boobie streamer. Mm-hmm. She's on right now. She's like riding a bicycle down the road. I mean, it's just...
Well, like
just...
even legendary Leah, who got banned a bajillion times for camel toe and other things. You actually watch her stream now and she's actually playing games. and that is the focus of the stream half the time is the playing of the games.
I think maybe we should have one of them on. And we talked about a long time ago, I think the initial tack of talking about these type of streamers at one point we wanted to have one on. And I think this might be a better time for it. Like, mm-hmm. why did you do that? Like, and why have you changed?
Oh,
like, did
fair.
You feel like you had to? Were you trying to gain users? Has your mindset changed? It might be a really interesting discussion to have with any of them.
Yeah, no, I agree. That would be really interesting.
Yeah, should reach out and have them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I love watching so many creative females.
Yeah, I mean, the creative category, the IRL category, the cooking category, I mean...
Like Linda.
Yeah, like there are so many... there's so many avenues now for content creation. And I feel like there are still, I think, some chicks out there that kind of go that route. I just think it's the, I tend to find that it's kind of, and I don't want to disparage that either. I mean, if that's the kind of content you want to make, that's the kind of content you want to make. You're free to do so. I just find it interesting. The overall tone and the trend is definitely going away from that. I have seen mm-hmm. more and more, not to like take it there necessarily too much, but, I've had more viewers than ever before. And as a woman of my size, I have not had anybody come in and comment about my size in the last several months when that was something that happened every single stream. It happened every single stream, three or four times a stream. And now that doesn't happen anymore. The people that are coming, there's enough people out there that want to just enjoy the content of whatever game I'm playing and who I'm playing with or whatever, that's not even a conversation that I see happen. Which I find really interesting, and I think it's kind of in the same vein of some of the other changes that we're talking about.
Well, it has to be so much harder to manage that kind of stream. Like, you got to have mods or have an awful lot of presets. Because if you're showing more skin, you're inviting more of that just bad actors. You need somebody in there with a band hammer.
No, I agree with you. I think that a good way to put it is the fact that you are kind of inviting that in when you are showing more skin, when you are doing things like that. But I just, I've definitely noticed a lot of a shift, I think, just away from it. I do think that that is actually not just anecdotal.
Yeah. You hear about it less, at least now, like recently. It's like that used to be the thing on, you know, they talk about, oh, you could go watch that and get a free show, but you hear very like less about it. And I don't like, as much as I stream, as you know, at least once a week, I don't have a lot of time to actually like watch Twitch, but you know, I've got a bunch of female streamers like on my followed channels. Like, I've got Gelf, I've got both of you, I have one of my friends who plays, like, she started playing this really cute puzzle game called Baba Is You, and she's just delightful. So, aww. I just think there's less of it now than there was.
Yeah, I think so too, and I've been really happy to see, like, some of the creative content, things I never thought I would see before, right? Like, I have always loved to watch video games. I never thought that I would literally sit there and watch somebody like with perler beads for like hours and be absolutely entertained by it, or watch people do their nails. Like, I watched Joss's,
right?
Like doing her nails, like, was one of the most fascinating things to watch ever, is her just doing her nails. But yeah, no, I think it's kind
of
refreshing.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, it's
true.
Not just like nail painting. It is art themed around usually video games or some other nerd content. And
right.
She's,
like when Legion launched, she did like the Illidan, she did like Illidan themed nails, and they were all like Death Knight-y, and, or not Death Knight-y, Demon Hunter-y and stuff. And
that's
like,
so cool.
Yeah, it's really neat.
And I hope this is good. Look, I hope we're looking forward to more and more of this. I have two teenage boys, and my other one that's older, he's out of the house, so we don't really talk about. He doesn't much watch streams. He's more of a player than a watcher. But my younger two are in that generation that just watch a lot of Twitch and YouTube. And I know that my oldest has talked to me about it. He's kind of like, or my middle, and he's like, why do they think they have to do that? Yeah. Like, he has said that out loud. He's also had that attitude gaming with women online and in groups, and, you know, had women hide their voices because people were going to find out it's female. And it's like, you don't have to do that. I got your back. That's, you know, and I hope that's prevailing. I hope that's really where we're moving toward, especially in the world we're in today, like, and everything going on and the whole Me Too thing. Like, please tell me I'm not just getting my hopes up, right? We're moving forward here and being seen as valuable and equal in our nerd world.
Yeah, no, and I think we are. I think it is definitely a positive shift. And I think that I just want to see more of that in all media. I know someone put it here in the notes, but I am seeing it in a wider sense in other media too. Female representation.
Because that's another thing got me all beklempt last night. I was watching HGTV and it's like, there was another new show launched with a female renovator and, like, you know, actually doing the work instead of just designers, instead of just doing cooking shows. You've seen more and more like teams of women and women in the lead, like doing the actual construction. And that makes me happy.
I dig it. No, I think that's really, by the way, I did pull it up. It was in fact episode 3, that we talked about it, and I did link it in there, but we could probably throw it in our show notes too. It was our third episode, and it was called Sometimes I Need a Little Ratchet, which I feel like is probably something that I said about sometimes just
almost
liking shit that's down and dirty sometimes.
It might have been Loon.
It may have been. It's true.
Either of you. I know it was. I did not use the word ratchet. If I've ever used it since, I picked it up from you.
From us crazy kids. That's fair. That's fair.
She learned it. She learned it from you, Jen.
I'm such a great influence. I'm like the best influence.
You're gonna talk me in the Instagram. Because that's another thing, a topic we've never quite got into that I put on our list of topics is ageism, because that's something we've had happen in the stream.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that we'll have to get into, definitely. I think that's an episode we should definitely do sooner rather than later. I think it's time.
And I think it's going to be more, in general, like, in addressing this topic, I have to think women probably get a lot more grief on that than men.
Oh, like always.
I'm not really sure.
Like Hollywood, I think so. Yeah, I listen
to a lot of podcasters that are around my age, and I don't think they get a lot of shit over it.
Yeah, let's dig into it. I should do that episode soon. I think that's a good one.
And then we've got our book club episode coming up here. I think in a little bit.
I have a book to finish. We should remind our listeners, what are we reading right now? So they should get remember.
Redwall.
We should be reading Redwall by Brian Jakes. Because I rolled a die, and that's the one it landed on.
Oh, yeah. I've been totally reading it the whole time.
It's actually a pretty short read, so.
No, it's good. I just completely spaced it. But yeah. We did a book club episode periodically.
I just have to reread it.
Yep. Awesome. I dig. It's fun to come back to topics we haven't touched in like a few years.
Yeah.
We can say that now too. Like we've been podcasting for several years, September and I together.
Holy crap. I know.
It's nuts. Oh, that doesn't make me feel old at all.
Oh, shut up.
I know. I don't have any room to talk.
I know. I'm so far ahead of you that you can feel better about your age. If I start whining about it, you know, you can start the clock for when you get to.
That's fair.
So I think we all have a pretty positive take on women in media and streaming in particular. What about podcasting?
I feel like I more often am hearing podcasts where there isn't a dude that's a host, or there isn't like the two guys, one chick, like, or two guys, which is the standard format. It's definitely not consumed by that anymore. There are a lot of podcasts that I listen to now that have women. That's been very common.
But it's hard to tell with podcasts. I'd be curious to the stats, and I probably should have looked into this.
I can guarantee you that there are more men that do it, but as far as the podcasts that are in like the top 10 of the categories, those are the ones that I've been listening to. Like I recently was on a hunt for podcasts talking about grief. In particular, because like I had a need where I was kind of like, I wonder if there's a podcast out there about this. And the top five podcasts in that category, four out of those five have only female hosts.
Okay, so that's
and then
that's
there was one about history.
Yeah.
And then I was looking for one about history, like odd historical facts, because I was just curious, like offbeat history. And out of the top 10 podcasts there, I only listened to about three or four of them. Just like a couple episodes here and there. But out of the ones that I listened to, they all had strong female contributors and it didn't feel like it was like the men and then the token chick at all.
Jen, it doesn't have a female host, but you should listen to Lore. It's a great, great podcast.
I was like, what did I do? Yeah, no, that's actually part of the reason why I went hunting for it was for that reason. Somebody recommended that and some other ideas, and I couldn't remember the name of it, so I tried to go to just like search the category to find it. So
yeah, and this is something that in particular we talked about at the beginning of starting this show.
That was
right?
My motivation.
Not enough women.
Tired.
And Josh
of...
was like, yes, more women, and Nicole was like, yes, more women. Jules. And yeah, even just looking at the front store of the Apple Store, wow. And like a podcast, and it's like, I didn't say more than half, right in the front page.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's where we're at now.
Our women are at least a couple instead of, hell. Are people listening?
We can pack it up, kids.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, let's not do that.
I was just kidding. Just because that was my main motivation doesn't mean we're done with our with our fun that we're having anyway.
Well, now we're nerds. We got to stick around and say first every once in a while.
Oh, God. Don't. I have no need.
No. That is kind of a dude thing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, right?
Well, anyway, folks, if you have thoughts, please let us know about this or any other topic or if topic suggestions. Email us at geekgrills@gmail.com or give us a ring, 508-474-5577. You can also tweet us at geekgrills. So, Grills, what are you most anticipating coming up?
Well, I have another LARP this weekend. Surprise, Jesus. Surprise. It's spring, summer, it's LARP season. This time it's the other one, it's Garden of Destiny, so I get to pull out the, you know, the sass for my character, which is lots of fun.
You got such a nice sass.
I can be, but I can also be really, really mean. I can, like, because I know these people that I roleplay with real well, and I just could kind of know, every so often I just dig a knife in, and they're like, ow. But you're cute, and I don't want to retaliate, and I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm only going for half the game, though, because it's Easter weekend, so I'm going to go spend Sunday with my parents. It'll be nice to see them. Mom's going to, you know, do the whole Sunday big dinner for Easter, and she was like, I know you're 30, but do you want an Easter basket? And I was like,
yeah,
sure.
Obviously.
Sure, I'll take an Easter basket.
No, do the craft beer.
I will
Easter
also
hunt.
Still believe in Santa if that also means snacks and goodies under a tree that I didn't have to pick out for myself. I mean, what?
I mean, yeah. But no, she was like, well, what candy do you like? And I'm like, peanut M&Ms. She's like, okay, I'll buy you all of those. I'm like, great. I'll see you on Sunday.
Oh,
basically what I'm going to get up to.
Is this the character that does the origami?
No. Oh. This is the other one. The one that sings real pretty and is very sassy.
Yay.
And very sassy.
And very so sassy.
What's coming up with you, Jen?
I start a job next week, so that's exciting. I also am packing. I've got Vegas in a little over a week, so I'm going to be pretty focused on getting my shit together to go away and make sure that the animals aren't going to die while I'm gone, and all that mayhem. I'm always terrified. Like, I always leave my cats, and I always feel bad about it, but they're always fine, and, like, because cats are just like that, but I still get very worried, like a weird mom, because, yeah, that.
Yeah, I keep buying lottery tickets and hoping I can somehow go to Vegas.
I know. I wish I could teleport you to Vegas. We had such a good time last year. We didn't do any drinking at all. We were sober the whole time. Like, I have pictures of, like, Ember and I just, like, drinking mimosas at, like, the Bacchanal, and I'm going to be sad that I won't have my
fellow
girl for
that. I'm the only
one that,
like, everybody promised me edibles, and I never got any.
To be fair, I ate half of a gummy bear and thought I was going to be high for the rest of my life, so you're probably safe that way. So,
right?
Good for you. You were saved.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's a good story someday. Remind me to tell that. You'll enjoy.
God, that reminds me of one point where, like, Matt and I were high together, and we couldn't stop giggling.
Yeah. No.
Like, literally, we were falling over each other. We couldn't stop laughing. They had to separate us. Our friends had to separate us so we would stop looking at each other and bursting out laughing.
No, I thought I was going to live on a bar stool for the rest of my life, and Jury was there, and I confided in him that I was uncomfortably high, and he was like, oh, man, you're really feeling it, though. I get it. And then he's just talking about, like, getting up to do the show recording in a little bit, and so we were just bullshitting, and he's like, you know, Jen, everybody here knows how high you are, and just starts fucking paranoid talking me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you are such an ass. Like, the worst.
And there was, like, a whole group of you that had done edibles on the way over and too much.
Nope.
And it was
nope.
All people
that was not.
Out, and I didn't get any.
Nope, it was an accidental situation where somebody wanted to eat half of a gummy bear, and somebody was like, that's going to be gross. It'll be in my container. I'm like, whatever, I'll eat it. So I just ate it. And it was not a plan. But there was no plan.
But there were... No, I'm not saying it was a plan. I'm just saying, like, a bunch of you showed up.
Oh, Vegas.
And it was, and then it was all people I was sitting with, and I was high.
Yeah, that's
true. And y'all were really high.
Yeah.
And I think, like, Curtis did to me what you did to Jerry. Like... Hey. So I had a little time sitting, and one guy I just met there because he needed somebody to like make sure he was okay.
Yeah, you're like, oh, like,
I'll give you some at the hotel later. That never happened. But anyway, what I'm going to be up to this week is Friday, and I will post this link. I put it in our chat. I will put it in the show notes. I am donating blood.
Yay!
To get a chance to win a full-size Throne of Swords.
Oh, my God.
Like a Game of Thrones, like Iron Throne?
Yes. The American Red Cross
is giving
away a full-size Throne of Swords.
Where are you going to put that bad boy if you win it?
I will make room. The band might have to find a new practice.
Blood donation is coming.
I don't know if it'll fit up here. I mean, I have to podcast from it, right?
That's
right,
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Just has to be a thing. Like, somebody's going to come braid my hair and shit. And the Iron Throne is my goal.
I hope you win it. That'd be great.
Right? I mean, I could probably also sell it and go to Vegas, but no. Remember, folks, you can always come and watch us. We record weekly live at twitch.tv/geekgrills. Keep an eye at Geek Grills on Twitter or on our Facebook page or our website, or join us on Patreon or whatever you have to do to keep up with it. Normally we are Tuesday evenings, but that's going to be changing in the next week or two. So
not next week, maybe farther beyond that. It basically depends on how long I have training in my schedule, because that'll change it.
I mean, we'll stay here as long as we can.
Yes. So next week we'll be here on Tuesday, normal time next week. Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. Okay.
So I just want to remind everybody, in addition to the subs and bits that we get here on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest grill friends on the internet. So you can become a patron today, patreon.com/grills. And don't forget, if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can sub to us for free every month. You get a free sub on Twitch every month. Give us their money. They don't need it. We do.
And if you would like to help other ways that are free, you can leave us a review. You can leave it on any of your podcast catchers. It'll help people find our podcast, which will, you know, help our ranking, and that'll be really great. And also, you can join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and help us spread the word there.
Yep.
So where can we find you on the interwebs, Linda?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. And you can find me here on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B.
And you can find me at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheJenPlays. And you can find everything I do at TheJenSays.com, because I own the shit out of that domain. I own it.
Yes, you do. Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
GG.
GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.